Praise 102.5, 102.9. It's Friday, and I just want to give you a little something to encourage you throughout the week. In the studio with me right now is, I'm just going to call her Sweet. Sweet is in the building. I ain't getting sweet on her, honey. I ain't getting sweet on her, but I just want y'all to know a sweet story and how the sweet spirit of God just kind of works in somebody's life. Step up to the mic and say hello to the Atlanta audience.
Hello, Atlanta. How are you doing?
Now, you wouldn't know because she has no thunder in her voice, but she's from that OKC Thunder City, Oklahoma City, in the house, Sweet Georgia Brown. Wow. Sweet Brown is what they call her. Of course, we just put the Georgia on it. But Sweet Brown, you know, you've probably seen the videos, the blogs, the YouTubes, the Facebook. I first saw it on Tyler Perry's page. And, you know, I played the video. It was an amazing video, an amazing story. But just tell us the rest.
Well, basically, I woke up to give me a cold pop.
Uh-huh.
I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. So I ran out for my life. No shoes or nothing, Jesus.
Uh-huh.
I got bronchitis.
Wow.
Ain't nobody got time for this.
And the rest is history, huh?
The rest is history.
What an amazing thing is, I like to tell, I mean, because of God, the way God works in people's lives, and it's taking somebody just who they are and where they are and exactly where they are and being able to turn that around into something. And now I understand you on the road doing plays, movies, books, everything. Doing everything, ain't you?
Yes, yes. Staying busy. Just wrapped it up with Tyler in a new movie, Mud This Christmas.
Well, congratulations.
My other movie's coming out with Will.i.am in April.
Uh-huh.
I did a skit with the Crockpot Girls.
Uh-huh.
I went to Jimmy Kimmel Live.
You've been around the world, and it's just getting started.
Just getting started. I mean, I did so many. I just go blank sometimes. But I thank God for allowing me to have this opportunity that opened doors for me.
Right, because you know what it is. You know, a lot of people were poking fun and having fun of the character because it looked when you saw it, it looked like, oh, this is a Tyler Perry skit. Mm. He's just having fun, but it was a real story.
It was a real story.
And that was your son in the background.
That's
walking.
My son in the back.
I was like, when I saw the dude walking back and forth, I said, oh, they playing. They have to be playing. But it was the real thing. Wow. Well, how's your family now? Let me ask
you
that.
Oh, they're great. They're great. They support me a lot. They're
uh-huh.
Happy for me and stuff.
And I was talking to, you know, some people, and I always have fun. You know, Tyler Perry, this is when I came to him and I asked him, I said, Tyler Perry, I need a job, man. I was out of secular radio, and I said, I need a job, man. Hire me over here at the studios. Mm. And he wrote me a check, and he said, you already work for me. And he told me that I was the very first person to ever interview him.
Really?
Ever interview him on the radio. He wrote me a check. He said, you already work for me. I know you've been working for me, doing things. And now I've been blessed to be the voice of some of his tours. So, I mean, when you told me he was behind the story, mm-hmm. I like to share some of the stories, some of the things that he does behind the scenes that nobody ever does. And it's just God working through him. Brown, I don't know how the story goes, but God gives me a kind of vision. Sometimes I just think in mysterious, crazy ways. But I just kind of had a feeling that, you know, Tyler showed the world what happened to you. He laughed. The whole world laughed and got their laugh on. And then out of nowhere, his place caught on fire. I think that might have touched him. I think God used him to say, wow, you know what? Go back to that woman right there. I don't know how God works in his your life, my life. What I just know how he works in my life. And I'm just thankful that you've been able to do some major things. God has been able to take something and turn it around. And I just love the people that he uses to do it. Taking a person from Oklahoma City who would usually probably be cow tipping out there and going with the Sooners or the Cowboys or something. and let the whole world see what God can do for people's lives.
That's true.
Well, you know what? Keep that sweet, sweet spirit and run with it. And you know, if you see somebody else caught up in the fire, help them out next time.
Running for my life.
Running for your life. Okay.
I'm running for my life.
In town this weekend for the Trumpet Awards. Congratulations. Have some fun out there. You got your folks. Step up to the mic. Introduce yourself. Come on now.
I'm Sparkle with Global Rockstar Incorporated. I'm her agent.
Sweet. Got agents now. Okay. Step up to the mic. Say what's up. Come on.
I'm Asha Davis, her sister.
Well, welcome to Atlanta, okay? It's an official welcome to Atlanta. You're listening to Praise 102.5. 102.9, the number one gospel station in the country, throwing out that inspiration for you. Sweet is in the building. setting it on fire for sure in the name of Jesus right here on Praise 102.5, 102.9.